As retailers gear up for the holiday season, Vermont's best-known shopping district finds itself with a massive hole, the site of the torn-down Burlington Mall. It's been fenced off for 2 years now, and the project has faced numerous delays. The developers recently unveiled a scaled-back plan, which many city officials praised and heralded as a step in the right direction. But Brookfield Properties still has a long road ahead. And as VPR's Liam Elder Connors reports, downtown businesses are anxious to see progress.
Choha Sampson is standing over a tub of white rice. With gloved hands, she breaks up clumps into individual grains. She says that allows each piece to get coated in seasonings.
The fried rice is better with a day old, so you want it cold.
Sampson owns a Single Pebble, an upscale Chinese restaurant that's been a staple in downtown Burlington for years. Her business is also directly across from the infamous Hole, where the old mall, which spanned a whole block, was torn down. Sampson says business slowed when demolition began in 2017, so she scaled back lunch hours. In the 2 years that followed, it hasn't gotten any better. And in July, she stopped serving lunch altogether and let go of a couple of employees. Sampson admits the pit outside her restaurant is a bit dreary, but she's resigned to the fact that it's out of her hands.
Are you getting frustrated at all by the delays with the project?
I think I'm over frustrated. It's beyond that. But there's not much I can do, right? It's just like I only can control the rice in front of me.
Sampson estimates that she's lost about 20% of her business. To make up for it, Sampson got a food truck, and she says it's helped keep the restaurant afloat. She's determined to keep the doors open for her sake and for her 40 employees.
The people that work with me for more than 15 years, I know their children, I know their family. I can't easily just say, you know what, we're done. Maybe one day I'll get to it, but I'm not there yet.
After dealing with a hole in the downtown for 2 years, Sampson and other business owners are eager to see it filled. Danielle Moon, a manager at the clothing store Stella May, says it's time to see progress.
I would really love it if they had a plan set in place very shortly and started to get it rolling, and that we actually have something in that space in the next year.
Moon might get her wish if Brookfield can follow through.
So we can kind of walk through what we brought here.
At the end of October, Brookfield officials revealed a new scaled-back City Place proposal. In this new iteration, the maximum height is reduced from 14 stories to 10 stories. Anon Olson, a Brookfield vice president, told the city council the development still includes a mix of retail and office space, and now a 175-room hotel. The project's expected to have between 280 and 300 housing units, the same as the original plan.
Our plan over the next 2 months is to kind of advance the design to a point where we can start the public approval process, we can negotiate with our tenants, and try to be under construction next year.
Olson declined to share the cost of the project, but said previously secured financing was still in place. City officials generally praise the new design and express cautious optimism that the project is back on track. Even though City Place is still far away from completion, officials like Mayor Moreau Weinberger say downtown businesses are doing well.
We are at record highs, or very near record highs, with both our gross receipts and our sales tax revenues. And I say that to hammer home, we're full here on Church Street. The health of the downtown is strong.
While the bottom line for businesses might be okay, the hole could be affecting the perception of the downtown, says Burlington Business Association Executive Director Kelly Devine.
Even if it's not affecting downtown business, and I don't think it is, the indirect impact is that people perceive it maybe as a negative or perceive it as a problem.
There's still a number of hurdles for Brookfield to clear before it can break ground. There are city permits to secure, a lawsuit to resolve, and they need to find retail and office tenants, including finalizing an agreement with the project's anchor tenant, the University of Vermont Medical Center. The hospital is looking to rent space for 400 workers. The lingering uncertainty for a project that's already been plagued by delays and broken promises has left some business owners wary.
I have a quick question. Maybe.
Noah Crosby owns Randall and Music, a small instrument store and repair shop. He's worked downtown for more than 20 years at various music stores before opening his own. Crosby's been struggling, and he blames, in part, the loss of parking due to the stalled mall redevelopment.
After 4 months of really bad sales, you know, I mean, if I didn't have the repairs, I would have been out of business.
It got so bad, Crosby even took to fundraising online to stay open. At this point, Crosby, who's also a Zen Buddhist priest, has little patience left.
I don't know how I can survive another one year like this, but obviously it's going to be, if they haven't even started anything, they aren't even going to start till next year at the earliest, I would imagine. And then that's, how long is that going to be before they finish? A year, 2 years?
Brookfield agreed to pay the city $122,000 to fund free parking during the holidays, but the company has yet to provide a start date for construction. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.